Okay, we are at Eis Samach Beis, which is page 132 in the traditional print. And we're in the middle of discussing Samnach, the story of Nehemiah. In discussing the idea of the Masara, the Kuzar challenged the Chaver by telling him that we find in Nehemiah that the people were previously unaware of the mitzvah of Sukkah. They found Kosov Basefer, they found when Ezra read the Torah to them, there's a mitzvah of Sukkah, later that there's a mitzvah of not marrying Amayni and Mayavi. And he challenged him that it seems the Torah was forgotten. The Chaver responded, yeah.
The main reason why Yishayahu said they found, but Yoshayahu they found the second Torah, they didn't have any stuff like Pesach for the whole time, the reason why
it doesn't say that in the Pasuk.
Does it say
no. They found the Sefer. It doesn't say they found about, it was written about Pesach. It says he called them together for a Pesach. I don't think it says any such thing.
That made sense.
It says they made the biggest Pesach, but it doesn't say they found in the Sefer that there's a mitzvah of Pesach, and that's why they kept it. And I don't believe, unless I'm mistaken, I don't believe it says such a thing. Challenge you to check it out. It's Malachim Beis, I can narrow it down to the second half of Malachim Beis.
Hashem will send the Malachim to Galus and open up to the Teicha.
Oh, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk either. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. At any rate, so the king challenges him, and the Pasuk actually, I have here the Pasuk in Nehemiah, it sounds like the king is right. I mean, what it says here is, Bayom HaShayni Nesvu Rashi Ha'avis L'Cholam HaKohen V'Alabim El Ezra HaSeifer U'Lahaskil El Divrei Torah. They gathered to Ezra, and I'm reading from the Nehemiah, not from the Kuzari. It says, "V'yimtzu kosav b'Torah." This language doesn't, I don't even says elsewhere. They found written in the Torah, "Basuk Ashetziva Hashem b'Yad Moshe Ashiyeshu b'nei Yisrael Basuka Isbechag b'Chaydesh Hashvi." So it sounds like they didn't know anything about it. So in Samach Beis, Amar Kuzariim came Manoimar v'yimtzu kosav b'Torah. If so, what does it say here? V'yimtzu kosav b'Torah. Why does it say that? Omar HaChavar. We'll read the Chavar answers, and we'll have to discuss how satisfying this is. Omar HaChavar. Hatama Baruhu. I mentioned to you many times that the Chavar generally answers with general statements rather than specific statements, as opposed to our style of learning, is that when you have a question, you get into the nitty-gritty of the specific item to answer it. The Chavar here in the Kuzari is always making philosophical, broad philosophical statements. So here he makes a rather broad statement about the style of Torah Shabbiksav. Amar HaChavar, Hatama Baruhu. There's certainly, the reason is, Shakaisev HaMikra, he who wrote Nach, Loi Hirgish L'Nistarais, Avokasav HaMufusameis HaGaluyais. He didn't get into all of the quiet events that happened, the silent events. It's a report of the major events. Nach is a report of the major events that happened. Doesn't say anywhere in the Navi that Yeshua learned such and such wisdom from God or from Moshe Rabbeinu. It tells you how he made the water of the Jordan stop so the people could cross. And the day that the sun stood still, V'yom Hamila, and the day on which the Jews had a mass bris mila, Bavor Pirsumam Eitzel HaHamoyim. These are things that were meforsim, that were well known. Chaymisipurei Shimshon Udvayra V'Gidim V'Shmol V'David V'Shloimai. So too with the other great names in Navi. Lo Yizocher Mechachmasam V'Lama Shishahay Elohim Mehamaisim B'Toyra Davar. It doesn't tell us anything about the normal things that they did. Their wisdom, it tells you the unusual things, his great meals and his extensive wealth. It doesn't mention from his great wisdom, except for one thing, the famous story of the two women who come fighting over a child. That was a public thing. Two mothers, each one claims a child. What wisdom did he show the Queen of Sheba? Or other events like that? It doesn't say what happened. It only mentions those things that were national events that affected all the people. The individual personal incidents that took place, we have no record of that. Only on rare occasion. And the different wisdom of that came from the Nevi'im that the people enjoyed. And through that they learned. Is not mentioned. The same thing what Ezra did and Nehemiah did, the fact they got people to daven with minyan, it doesn't say once in all of Nach that anybody daven with minyan. Because of course they daven with minyan. Same way in Nach, did anybody put on tefillin? Because of course they put on tefillin. What's put in are the famous national events. The event of the sukkah was a well-known event. Because the people trembled. This had just done tshuva. This Rosh Hashanah was a great tshuva gathering of the people on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the sukkahs that followed, they ran to do the mitzvah, and to go into the mountains and to collect branches. And this which says they found written, that everybody heard it. But the yechidim, the individuals, the from ones, they didn't lose a mitzvah, a small mitzvah, certainly not a big mitzvah. And the one who wrote Nach wanted to express the greatness of that day. Just as later in Perikud Gimel, it says they found written to get rid of certain wives of Amayin and Mayav. Imagine, they found they're not allowed to be married to this person. And they divorced because the Torah says you're not allowed to be married to this person. And there's no nation in the world that'll take such an avoda to its God, to divorce a woman to whom they're happily married and from whom they have children. Suvaisi has segula hazais, except for these people, the Klal Yisrael. But pirsum amayim and azeh, ashebim su kasa vratzalaymer, kashegiya kare el amo aretz, el lo yavi amayim miyavi, chordu amvais acharada gadayla b'yemahu. So his answer is, it's a very clear answer, although we have to examine it, that the Nach only describes the national events. You caught it. That was incident. I had a catch. Only describes national events that had an impact on the nation on the whole, and that's why it mentions these events.
Again, what was the reason by sukkah? So what happened by sukkah was an isolated case.
Right, it was an isolated case where the people had just done tshuva and they came together. Well, now first I just want to mention a technicality. Case. What?
What does it mean, isolated case?
It was a special thing that happened. It was unusual. First of all, there's a technical problem here. Reb Chaim caught it. That you're allowed to marry a woman who's an amoinus. Here in the note at the bottom, he expresses his amazement at the slip of the pen of the author here, because everything he's saying is true, but it's a slip of the pen, because if you're married to a woman, an amoinus and mayavis, you don't have to divorce them. You're allowed to marry amoini v'loy amoinus, mayavi v'loy mayavis. It's a slip of the pen. He writes on the bottom, Omer ha-mefaresh toma ani ma'oid al ha-chover. Ich tola inyin girush ha-noshim nachriyais, ma-shinim sakosu b'tara le-yavim ani mi-yavim kal Hashem, etc. They did divorce foreign women that were not amayinim and mayavim, and they divorced gerim, who are from amin and mayav, divorced their wives that were not from amin and mayav. So everything he's saying is true, but the tale, as it's written here, is somewhat erroneous. Now, putting that aside for a minute.
It could be that the wife refused to convert.
Well, then there's no issur amayinim mayavis, then there's no prohibition. The prohibition of amayinim mayavi is only if they're gerim. That lav is only if they're megayer. If they're not megayer, that's like any non-Jew. Lo yavah amayinim kal Hashem is when they're megayer, and that's it's true. It's true that we find in Sefer Ezra, that they refused to convert and they divorced them. That is true. We find that men took the 113 women that were.
But we said it was only a small minority.
It was 113 people. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think if you count the names, I think it's 113. I think. Okay, getting back to the story of the sukkah. It's generally the style of the Achrayinim to explain things in greater detail. And this by itself is not so satisfying. And Rav Schwab has an explanation. Rav Schwab's sefer on the Nevi'im, which were taken from recordings of the Shurim he gave, don't attribute things all the time. And the theme that he's writing about is not his alone. Nevertheless, he writes it, it's written here in English, and therefore I would like to share with you what was special about this sukkahs. The sukkahs here in the time of Nehemiah, the pasuk reads, in addition to what I read to you earlier, and I have to mention, this was after Nehemiah came back, and he made a mass gathering. And Ezra, who was at that stage over 100 years old, was taken out of retirement to read to the people from the Sefer Torah, Shebe'ah Zarah, from the Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah, and there was a tremendous movement to tshuva, ad kedei kach that they had to encourage the people to go and observe Rosh Hashanah properly, to eat and drink and be happy, because the people were very saddened that they had fallen. Now Sukkot came, and the people gathered, and in describing the Sukkot that they made on this Sukkot, it says the following. The people went out, they brought these branches of trees, v'schach, and they made sukkahs. Isha gagoi, u'b'chatzri seyem. They made a man on his roof and in the courtyards. U'b'chatzri beso elokim. And in the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'chayv shar hamayim, u'b'chayv shar Ephraim. And in the great courtyard, at the gate where they went from the Beis HaMikdash out to draw water, and Shar Ephraim, the gate that led to Ephraim, Vayasu kol ha-kohol ha-shovim in ha-shvi, all the people that returned from the exile, they made sukkahs, v'yeshu v'sukkahs, k'liyosu mimei Yeshua ben-nun came b'nei Yisrael, ad ha-yayim ha-hu, v'tisim ha-gadol mi-ha. They hadn't done anything like this from the days of Yeshua. Now, of course, it's ridiculous to think from the days of Yeshua till that day that they didn't have a sukkahs. The Gemara in there, Erechin, yes, the Kasha. Rav Schwab, in what is essentially an explanation of the Gemara there, tells us the following. He says, Ezra now taught them a new aspect of the mitzvah of Sukkah that he found inherent in the depths of the original Sefer Torah. Now, we don't know what it means to read from a Sefer Torah. And, I've gotten now three aliyahs, Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday. And I'm a Levi, so I always get the same aliyah, right? The middle aliyah of Parsha Shemais. And it strikes me because we know that we only end an aliyah with something good. And here, my aliyah ended these last 3 days, Vayakutsu, and it's a long Vayakutsu, Vayakutsu, b'nei Yisrael, that the Egyptians were disgusted by the Jewish people. That sounds like a sad thing. Right, the non-Jews were a Yakutsu, what? Really? So, the answer is, like you're saying, that really it's a good thing. By Yakutsu, thank God, the Mitzrayim weren't friendly with us. They didn't intermarry with us. Our history is that, Jews don't intermarry when the Goyim don't want to. That's basically. So, by Yakutsu, Israel, you know, we're not in the Madrega to learn from the Sefer Torah. But having gotten the Yakutsu of the Yisrael many times over the years, I get this feeling that it's a good ending, like it's a happy ending. So when you read the Torah, you can see things more. Now, obviously, Ezra saw much more. And Ezra taught them a new aspect of the mitzvah of Sukkah. What the newly discovered aspect was that this year they were to publicly demonstrate the Sukkah concept as a national mitzvah, rather than as an individual mitzvah. The people were told to build sukkahs not only in their private homes, which they had always done, but also in the places of public gatherings. B'chatzos Beis Elokim, u'b'rachayv shar hamayim, u'b'rachayv shar Ephraim. The Gemara darshins that ruim kol Yisrael leishe basukkah achas, that it's possible for all Jews to sit in one sukkah. even though if the cost of the sukkah will come to less than a pruta for each person. But now you can't make a sukkah big enough for a million people. But in theory, if you could, ruyim kol Yisrael eshav a sukkah. Achas, the idea that a sukkah should be observed as a national mitzvah. It's sort of a public demonstration of the mitzvah of sukkah. He writes, this had been done only once before, at the time Yeshua took possession of the land, as we shall learn. And now when the Jewish nation was reasserting its citizenship and rights to the land, it was to be done again. Perhaps at the time of Mashiach, this mitzvah will be performed this way once again. So when Mashiach comes, if suddenly they say, hey, there's a mitzvah of sukkah, they'll make this massive sukkah
in Babylon, nobody make a sukkah?
Everybody made a sukkah, but each man made his own sukkah, like in Brooklyn. Everybody makes his own. Here they made a few gigantic sukkahs so that the people could observe the mitzvah of sukkah together. It's special when the people go and observe it together. How do they cook?
No, if it's
they had a caterer.
Cows, men go to kitchen and cook.
Right, so here they got caterers. They called meal mart. special. So I don't know how they cooked, but they did. I'm sure they had cooked food. Maybe they had sushi. You don't have to cook. It's just all raw. He brings here the Gemara and Erech and explains that both of these special celebrations of Sukkot is marked a similar event, the beginning of this 50-year cycle of Shemitah and Yovel. And both times, Shemitah and Yovel were beginning, and since they began in Tishrei, they made this special Sukkot to mark the beginning of the cycle. And there's much more, obviously, that in these psukim than you read when you read it simply. Now, this all is part of what the Kuzari is saying. The Kuzari is saying, the Chavar is saying that this was a special event, an event of the Klal Yisrael Sukkah, and because it was a special event, it's worthy of being mentioned in it. All right, so this is the answer to this little piece. The Kuzari is like Masechtas Ksuvos. There's a little of everything. We call Ksuvos Shas Katan, because it's got a little bit of every sugi and shas. Kuzari has got a little bit of astronomy and philosophy and dingduk and even halacha, and then a little bit of neviim, a little bit of nach of ksuvim actually. Okay, the Samach Dalid, the king comes back, and he asks Amar Kuzari, right said Nishitovli Tam. Or there's a girsim ma'at me'echus ha'kabbalah ha'moira alamitaseh. Tell me a little about the Kabbalah. Kabbalah here means the chain by which the Torah was given. As you know, the Rambam in his Akdama writes the chain of the Messiah, which is boring to most people. You know, it went from him to him to him to him, etc. But it's really an authentication of our Messiah, and really that's what he does here as well. At the beginning of Samachay is a list until he has some surprises. It says Omer Achaver, Ki anavua atmida manche bayisheni arboim shana mezakenim venezarim b'koyach hashchina shoyse b'bayis arishin. The first 40 years of the bayisheni had a continuation of neviim. Shanavua niknis nistalka v'istalik hashchina. Eventually, the nevua left as the shchina left. V'loya mekavin lo ela beis mufla u'ba'avur koyach gadol. It was unusual at this point for someone to be a Navi. Themselves were a place where the Shechina resided. And by finding their level, a person can achieve Nevuah. Now here it bothers me. It says, who received Nevuah when they returned by the Bayesheni? Chagi, Uzcharia, Ve'ezra, Ve'zulasam.
Yeah, it was Malachi.
It's missing Malachi. I expect you to have an answer. Okay. What is the Chagi Zcharia Ve'ezra? We always say Chagi Zcharia Malachi. However, there's a Madiyam in the Gemara. Malachi is Ve'ezra. I'm guessing that's what he means. That it's Madiyam and Malachi and Ezra, one of the same. Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, one of the same. So he's going down the chain He's saying, look, till here we have Nevuah. What followed? Achar Arba'im Shana, after the 40 years, Hoya Hamoy Chachamim, Hanikum Ashek Nesagadayla. V'lo Yisafru Meiroiv, there were many of them. V'aim Sha'olum Zerubbevel Samchu Kabbalasim El Nevi'im. Now these were people who met Nevi'im, knew Nevi'im, and they got their tradition from the Nevi'im. Gashamu Nevi'im Asru, Lanshek Nesagadayla, as it says in the Mishnah. Nevi'im gave it to the Anshek Nesagadayla. V'achereim Dar Shimon HaTzadik, Kayan Gadol. Right, we know Hoya Mishiyari Knesagdaila. Mishahoya Bisius Bisiu Bisiatoi Mitamidim Vachaverim. Achrov, who was the next generation, I think this is Saichai, before some well known. Tamidav Tsadakubesus, Shoya Shirish Lakaifrim, Sidukan Vesusim, Vemdikusukan Besasim. So he's tracing now generation to generation. Achra Yosef ben Yezer, Achrov Yosef ben Yezer, Chasin Shabakuna. Yosef ben Yechlin, Chavareim, Ubay Omru, Mishemes Yosef ben Yoyezer, Botlaha, Eshkailais. Till his days, there were people that had a knowledge of everything. Shnemar Ein Eshkalecho, Neshla Yadulai, Avay Menur, Avad Yoyemaisei. It's interesting because some people are famous. And some are not. Yosef ben Yoyezer is really not a famous name in Jewish history. It's interesting to me that over the generations, those Jews who've left written teaching have remained famous. So that we have, people who maybe in their generation were not so well known. The Tzais HaChayshin was a rav in a small town. He was known as the great Talmid Chacham. But, he's known because he left the Tzais. There were other great people. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was the Gadol HaDor 100 years ago. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, the Kavna Rav. But he's not well known to people growing up today. Because he didn't leave Sfarim that were in the Kumbal, that were Chuvah, usable. He left Chuvahs, but they're very hard to learn. They're long, and they're scholarly. And it's interesting. Yosef ben Yezer was, Isha Ashkailos was a person who had a unique combination in scholarship and Torah learning. And he's barely known. They're barely known to us. But anyway, Achrav Yeshua ben Prachya, Dibrei Mefursim, Nitair Bailey, Hayab Adairai, Achrav Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon Meshata Chavareyam. Oh, now we get to an interesting time. So this we'll do next time. We start with the history of the Karoim and Yanai, Hamelech, etc. So we get into learning from Nehemiah to learning a little bit of the history.